The question of recall, no recall, and who will be the governor of California will get some degree of closure tomorrow when Californians head to the polls for their historic election. The question of just how much closure is another matter. While the votes will be in by tomorrow night, it could take days, even weeks, to tally up the results. For the rest of this hour, we'll discuss counting the California vote. Are you wondering how those votes will be counted? Do you know the difference between a semi-official canvass and a certified vote? If you're in California and you voted already, how smoothly did it go? If you have questions about the voting process, our phone number is 800-989-8255. That's 800-989-TALK, our email address, totn@npr.org. If you're a California voter, we'd like to hear what you think about how long this vote might take or should take. Again, 800-989-TALK. Joining us now is Henry Brady, professor of political science and public policy at the University of California at Berkeley. He's been studying the vote and did research suggesting that thousands of votes would be lost, which punch cards ballots. And Professor Brady joins us now from his office, and welcome to Talk of the Nation.
Hello.
So what's the earliest we might get some kind of an answer tomorrow?
Well, you're going to get two things. First, there's the semi-final canvass. That'll be reported late into the night at 8 o'clock. Starting then, you'll start getting results, and then that'll go late into the night, and we'll get the final results, semi-final official results, probably by the next morning.
That's 8 o'clock California time.
That's 8 o'clock California time, so it'll be 11 o'clock back east.
Uh-huh. Now, why is this going to take longer than usual? I mean, that seems to be the way every election works.
With usual elections, what happens, this is like every other election in terms of the way the votes are going to be counted. There's nothing different here except for the fact that with most elections, the people getting elected take office in January. But in this case, if we have a recall that's successful, then the new governor will be put into office within 10 days after the votes are certified. Certification is usually a technical procedure that people don't pay that much attention to, but in this case, it's going to be really important because it's going to trigger the possibility of a new governor. And it takes something like 35 to 38 days typically to get a certified vote total after the election occurs.
Let's get some calls in. 800-989-8255. And Chris is on the line with us from Lansing, Michigan.
Hello, you there?
Hi, yes, you're on the air, Chris.
All right. I was wondering if you could tell me what your thoughts are on voter turnout. I was raised in a very politically charged household, and I was always told voting was very important, and I was always shocked at the low voter turnout in our nation. I was wondering what the typical voter turnout in a gubernatorial election in California is and what you're expecting now. And I'll take my answer off the air.
Thanks for the call, Chris. Professor Brady?
Well, quickly, in November 5th, 2002, when Gray Davis was elected, the percent of registered voters who turned out was about 51%. That's about 36% of eligible voters. In a presidential election, we get 70% of registered and about 52% of eligible. I'm expecting something in between for this election. That's about 60% of registered voters.
So that's a lot of excitement about this.
Yeah, well, that suggests that this is more exciting to people than the November 5th, 2002 election. Not quite like a presidential election, however.
Let's go to Jeff, and Jeff's on the line from San Francisco.
Hi, how are you?
Okay.
Good. I just voted. I did actually the new touchscreen at my registrar of voters in Alameda County, and the ballot looks sort of like a mess. There's a lot of pages for the governor, and you can read it, but you really have to look for the replacement candidate.
Touchscreen, so this was voting by computer?
Correct.
And is this the first time that kind of machine was available in Alameda County?
Because I voted in Alameda County. We always had the punch with the chads. I don't know if that's going to be generally available at all the places or there's just special at our registrar of voters.
Well, Professor Brady, that's certainly become a contentious issue, hasn't it?
Right. Well, actually, Alameda's gone to touch screens throughout the county and is going to be using it from now on. Some people are worried about touch screens. It turns out they're pretty accurate, though, at counting the votes. There are some concerns about having a paper trail for auditing what goes on afterwards, and that's a legitimate issue.
Okay. How did it go, Jeff?
It went well. It's a little overwhelming. It's sort of like a super ATM. There's an introductory page that tells you what to do,
mm-hmm.
And you don't realize until the end that you actually get a review screen to let you decide if you voted properly.
Uh-huh.
But I think there are going to be people who are frustrated finding the replacement candidate because it's a lot of names.
So how much money did you withdraw in the end?
Exactly. Well, we'll find out tomorrow night about that, I guess.
Okay, Jeff. Thanks very much for the call.
Well, voter is pointing out a very important thing, by the way, that this is a complicated election with 135 candidates, and because we put them in random order so that nobody has a better chance than anybody else as a candidate to be at the top of the ballot, that means that each assembly district, of which there's 80 in this state, has a completely different order, and none of them are alphabetical.
Hmm. All right, let's go now to Eric, who's in Sacramento.
Hi.
Hi, you're on the air, Eric.
Thank you for having me.
Sure.
I'm curious because I didn't get any information from my register of voters. I'm actually on my way right now to vote, and I hope that this was just one single anomaly. I'm hoping that not a lot of voters have the same experience I'm having.
So normally before an election, you get a sample ballot in the mail and all kinds of instructions and the identification of where your polling place is, all that sort of thing.
Correct.
And you didn't?
I didn't get one, so I'm just going right now to the Registrar of Voters to vote.
Well, how do you know that that's the right place to vote?
You can vote at the Registrar of Voters.
Oh, I see. Okay, down at the general office.
Right.
Okay, Henry Brady, is this common that those instructions did not get to a lot of people?
Well, we don't know how common it'll be. This is a very complex election, and we haven't had a lot of time. It's very tough for registrars of voters to get geared up for an election that's this complicated. They've done a great job, but still it's hard because it's been a compressed time period, and it's very complex.
Let's go now to Mike in Greensboro, North Carolina.
Hello, yes. I was curious as to know if they were going to go ahead and finish and report whether or not they're actually going to have the recall before they start discussing who's winning the election that is based on whether or not they have the recall.
Well, that's a good question, Mike. Professor Brady?
Both sets of votes are going to be reported at the same time. That is to say, you'll get information on whether or not the recall is winning or losing, and at the same time, you'll get information on which candidates are leading on what we call the second question, which is what your candidate preference is.
There's also a couple of propositions on the ballot as well.
Two propositions.
Okay. Mike, good question. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Let's ask Professor Brady another question. Now, you mentioned the certification process. How long is all of this? We may know as soon as, early tomorrow, day after tomorrow morning, Eastern time, who's ahead, particularly if the election isn't close, on both questions, the recall itself and the second question. But the certification process, typically there's no pressure to do that, but these come out in December after a November election.
Right. It usually takes about a month, and the reason is that actually there's a bunch of things that registrars have to do. They have to look at absentee ballots and make sure that, in fact, the signatures on the envelope that people put their absentee ballots in actually match what they signed when they registered to vote. They have to look at what's called provisional ballots, which are people who come to the polls, think they're registered, but there's no record of that. They're still allowed to vote, but there's got to then be a check to see whether they really should have been allowed to vote. Then there's write-ins, and then there's what's called a 1% check of precincts. And a random sample of precincts is chosen, and there has to be a manual count of the votes in those areas.
So there are some people upset that even if the vote is overwhelmingly to recall Governor Davis, he might still be in office for like a month.
Well, he very, very likely will be, and I think we just have to understand that's the way we do it, and we want to do it carefully so that no mistakes are made and so that everybody has their rights protected. One thing is that if there are problems, then a recount might be in order, and you want to make sure that nobody challenges this legally beyond what they can standardly do and make sure that it's just done right.
So if there's a recount, again, the sitting governor, Gray Davis, the man who may well be recalled, would stay in office. Would he stay in office, though, if it's clear that he lost question one? He's been recalled, but the question of ballot two, who would replace him? If that's too close to call and that drags on into recounts and court challenges, would he stay in office until that's identified?
You can only call for a recount after the election's been certified. So if it's been certified and Gray Davis is no longer governor, then the new governor would take office and a recount would occur with the new governor in office.
I see. Okay. Well, thanks very much.
Thank you.
And have a good day tomorrow.
Okay.
Henry Brady is professor of political science and public policy at the University of California at Berkeley. We reached him in Berkeley, California, and you're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News.